1 kilowatt per hour. Free hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Enjoy peace of mind with NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
I'm home.
You can trust our expert claims team to support you every step of the way should things go wrong. At NFU Mutual, we pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence, leaving you to enjoy the more important things.
Dinner's ready.
No wonder we're a Which Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Donald Trump's announced he's banning travel to the US from 12 countries on national security grounds. He promised restrictions on returning to office and says a recent attack in Colorado has underscored the need to act quickly. Journalist in New York, Harriet Alexander, has been looking through Mr. Trump's plans.
It is a sweeping ruling. This is 12 countries that will have a total ban. Those are countries like Afghanistan, Somalia, Eritrea, Haiti. And then there are seven other countries where there will be significant restrictions. That's places like Cuba, Sierra Leone, Venezuela.
Free school meals will be extended to all children in households in England on universal credit. The Department for Education has announced hundreds of thousands more children will get the meals from September next year. Women taking weight loss jabs are being warned to stop using them during pregnancy or when trying for a child. A watchdog says there's not enough safety data on effects to the baby. And one of the drugs, Manjaro, may reduce the effectiveness of the contraceptive pill. And civilians in Gaza are hoping they'll have access to aid later after distribution centres were shut yesterday by Israeli authorities. It left thousands of people without food. Head of the UN's World Food Programme, Cindy McCain, says the situation is desperate.
We're looking at a generation of children that won't have a chance in life because they haven't had the proper nutrients. And right now we're looking at over 500,000 people within inside Gaza that are catastrophically food insecure.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Time to start your day, maybe. Bill Overton on Classic FM, our time again for the Hall of Fame. All of them climbers this morning, including this, Skrieg's highest entry.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this morning, all heading up the Classic FM Top 300 chart. First, it was Grieg's Piano Concerto, his highest of 5 entries. Jean F. Lambavusé, we heard playing there with the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, the famous opening movement. 2 entries for Bizet, that one, Carmen, the Segadilla, performed by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, and 2 for Satie as well.
Thank you.
off his Trois Jeunes Napadis, the number three there, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this morning, completed by Satie. A whole Hall of Fame hour starting at 9, including music from Swan Lake and The Lord of the Rings this morning. That's with Dan Walker here a little later. His school run after 8 on two wheels today. Music by John Williams. No more clues. Dan Walker's here from 6:30.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Ionescu's Andantino, performed there by the Romanian National Radio Orchestra, Ori Andreescu, the conductor, and before it, we're listening to the clog dance from La Fille Mal Gardée by Erold, the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Bill Overton on Classic FM. It is June the 5th today. So looking at some birthdays, if you're celebrating yours in your culture club. The playwright David Hare today, 78, same age as Laurie Anderson, the artist and singer. Always intrigued as a youngster that her 80s hit Oh Superman was subtitled for Massenet. Still haven't really found out why. I shall investigate. Kenny G, the jazz saxophonist, is 69 today. Marta Argerich, the pianist, 84. And Ross Noble, the comedian, turning 49. Many happy returns to all of them. But you, if it is your B-day today, just looking at the weather forecast, I mean, it's 19, the high, and quite a bit of rain around today before we get to the sunshine. So I thought we'd inject some Spanish sunshine right now, just to be safe. Thank you. from the Granados Spanish dances, the Andaluza, played there by Miloš Karadaglić on guitar. Yesterday lunchtime on Classic FM, Natalie in Bristol got in touch with Anne-Marie Minhall and Classic FM requests, hoping for the best, like me. She wanted Joe Hisaishi's One Summer's Day to be played while she was studying hard for her upcoming accountancy exams. Got through and successfully heard the piece of music she wanted to hear. If you have a piece you'd like to hear later, and there's a special reason why, Anne-Marie Minhall here from 1 p.m. Classic FM requests. We have a whole new world to experience before Lucy Cowd gets here at 4. A Dvorak one for the road. Ahead of that, Vivaldi gets restrung, and it's Liszt playing next.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like. From real Octopus Energy calls.
The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
The customer service is really good.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
You're looking good. You're looking sharp. You've come so far.
Righty here. I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
Gillette, the best the man can get.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Daniel Hope, that was, with the Concerthaus Chamber Orchestra Berlin, the opening movement from Vivaldi's Four Seasons Spring, reimagined by Max Richter. Before it, Mariam Batsashvili, that was playing Liszt's Consolation number 3. Bill Overton here, and time for my one for the road, a Dvorak symphony. He'd partly ready to go when he arrived in the US, so this opening movement, using themes from several previous works. He said it was the wide open spaces he found that most influenced his new world, his Symphony No. 9.
Chinookè Orchestra, that recording of Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 opening movement. Kevin John Adusse, the conductor. Fantastic. Dan Walker here from 6.30 with Classic FM Breakfast. If yours is an earlier start, you've got Lucy Coward coming next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening. And your company this morning back very first thing tomorrow. Handel, the next composer you're going to hear after the news.
Classic FM.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Donald Trump's announced he's banning travel to the United States from 12 countries on national security grounds. The US president promised restrictions on returning to office and says a recent attack in Colorado has underscored the need to act quickly.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
Yemen, Somalia, Haiti and Libya are among the countries on the banned list. 100,000 children could be lifted out of poverty as free school meals are extended. All children in households on universal credit in England will be entitled to the meals from September next year. Aid centres in Gaza are expected to reopen later after being shut by an Israel-backed relief group. It says the closures were for renovations and improvements, but the UN's accused Israel of using aid as a weapon. Cancer patients are facing dangerous delays to their care because of staff shortages, according to a report. The Royal College of Radiologists says recruitment freezes aren't helping. And Dr. Judith Anderson from the college says experienced medics are quitting.
There's been a chronic problem in clinical oncology in recruiting and retaining the workforce. But what we're now seeing is that more people at the senior part of the workforce are leaving the workforce earlier than we would expect them to. And that's partly because of the stress and the burnout of constantly trying to deliver care in a timely fashion.
The Department of Health and Social Care says it'll soon publish a refreshed workforce plan. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.